Okay, good evening, everybody. Well, again, Ervyantif. How's that? Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos class learning. Thank you, everyone, for accommodating our schedule of all the weeks to not want to miss Pirkei Avos. It's when we are Erev Zman Matan Torasenu, this past Shabbos. In fact, we read Perek Vav. What is the theme of Perek Vav and Pirkei Avos? Torah. Acquisition of Torah, the importance of Torah, the love of Torah. So Baruch Hashem, we are able to learn this evening. I want to thank our sponsors who are Baruch Hashem responsible to ensure that we do have shir tonight. So here we go. Miriam Goodman is sponsoring our shir founder. Miriam Goodman is sponsoring. It is 22 years since her mother was Nifteres, Matul Bas Yoshua Halevi, Allah HaShalom. Miriam's mother is one of seven siblings. Rachmana Litzlan, only three returned after the war. Miriam said, despite the fact that she could say so much about her mother, what stands out in her mind is Oheva Sabrios and Kavod Habrios. She saw the best in everyone and in everything. She always had a smile and a good word to say to everyone she met, young and old, not only her family. Miriam said, my mother worked selflessly to provide a Jewish education for my brother and myself. Anyone who knew her loved her. She never had a bad word to say about anyone. Miriam Neshama have an aliyah in the schus of these divrei Torah. Miriam also wanted us to note that the Hungarian transfer to Auschwitz, Hashem Yunkom Damam, the first one was on Shavuos, and the second transfer was on Shivasar Batamos. Miriam said her family was transported, Rachman Al-Tzan, on Shivasar Batamos, but the first mass transport was on Shavuos, and the shir should also be a zechira, the tova, Hashem Yunkom Damam, for the kedoshim who were taken on Zman Maton Torasenu to their eternal menucha al-kiddush Hashem. Our next sponsor is from Yerushalayim. I don't think she's joining us live. Stephanie Wolf is sponsoring on the eve of Shavuos. We, the Jungreis children, Ronnie, Kenny, Stephanie, and Marcy, dedicate this year in memory of our incredible parents, Shirley and Tobias Jungreis, Zichrono Levracha, Shlomi Bat Moshe Hanach, and Tuvia Ben Yotzvi Halevi. They used to come to my shiur. I remember them. They're such a special couple, and they would come in one mir to my shiur. Our loss is profound. They were the finest people and role models. Mom and Dad loved going to shiur, and especially Michal's. That's what Stephanie actually wrote. They were committed to learning and growing all the days of their lives. They only made Aliyah 2 years ago to join their children and grandchildren during COVID and realize their dream of living out their golden years with their family in Eretz Yisrael. May the neshamas have aliyos in the schus of the Divrei Torah that we will share. I really do remember them, and they would come to my shiurim together, and they were always so appreciative and had such a smile on their face. And finally, Fran Siklik, like she does, she mails me, it's so nice, the card and the old-fashioned mail, eh? Dear Michal, I wish to dedicate the shiur closest to Shavuot in memory of Mrs. Shirley Siklik, Shaina Bat Avram. Many thanks for affording us the opportunity to partner in the mitzvah of her Batzas HaTorah. And where is Mrs. Siklik? Where are you? I remember when she was Nifteres, because we were together that Shavuos on the YU Shavuos program, and I specifically remember, So the neshama of Matul Bas Yehoshua Halevi, Shlomis Bas Moshe Hanach, Tovia Ben Yotzvi Halevi, and Shaina Bas Avram merit Alios and Zechiros the Tova, and the Schus of these Divrei Torah that we share on the eve of Zman Matan Torah Seinu. How appropriate and apropos. So the Pasuk tells us in Sefer Shemos, here we go. Also, I see my mother-in-law is joining us. Baruch Hashem, good evening, Ima. Thank you for coming to Shir. So where is where I want to be? Here we go. Okay, so the pasuk tells us in Shemos Perek Yitas, which I hope you could see on my screen. B'chodesh Hashlishi, that says this is the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah, or the first day of Shavuos. It's from Parshas Yisro. Perek Yitas is the introduction to Matan Torah. B'chodesh Hashlishi, that says B'nei Yisrael Meretz Yitzrayim B'yom Hazeh Bal Midbar Sinai. In the third month, from when the children of Israel left the land of Egypt, on that day they came to the wilderness of Sinai. V'yisum Mirafidim, they journeyed from Rafidim. V'yavo Midbar Sinai, they came to the wilderness of Sinai. V'yachanim Bal Midbar, they camped in the desert. V'yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Har. Israel camped there opposite the mountain. These are very beautiful psukim. We're not going through them at all. I'm just going through the pshat. When I say I'm not going through them, I am. I mean none of the drash, and I'm going to quote one Rashi. And Moshe ascended to God, and God called him from the mountain, and he said, so you shall say to the house of Jacob, and so you shall tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to Egypt, and I carried you on the wings of Nisharim, and I brought you to me. And now, I'm going to read it actually, Lashon HaKodesh. V'atem shemot tishmu b'kol yushmartem b'sbrisi v'isim li segula mikol ha'amim kili ka'arts atem tiyum emlechas konim v'g goy kadosh el advar mesher tadaber al bnei Yisrael. Perek Yutes is the introduction to the Aseres HaDibros, which begins in Perachov. So the one Rashi I want to point out, which is extremely famous, which will be the point of departure for our shir this evening, is Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged hahar. And Israel camped there opposite the mountain. So why does it say, and Israel camped opposite the mountain? It should say Vayachanu Sham Yisrael neged hahar. It's extremely famous, maybe one of the most famous Rashis in Chumash, also because it was made into a beautiful song, so everyone is familiar with it. But Rashi says, why is it in the Lashon Yachid, the singular? Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged hahar. Israel camped there opposite the mountain. It should be Vayachanu. So Rashi famously says, like you see here on the screen, Ki ish echad b'lev echad. How did they camp? Like one man with one heart. Of al sha'ar kol hachanios, all the other encampments, betar omos uvamachlokas, oive, all the other encampments with were quarrel and strife. But in this encampment, when it came to Matan Torah, they were all ba'achdus. So we learn from here, what is the prerequisite for Matan Torah? Prerequisite for Matan Torah is to achdus, ki ish echad b'lev echad. Remember, they camped here on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos Peivav that on the 6th of Sivan, the Aseres HaDibros were given to Israel. So they camped here 6 days before the Aseres HaDibros were given to Israel. So Hashem needs to see if we're ready to receive the Torah. How does He see if we're ready to receive the Torah? Do we have b'lev shalem, not only with ourselves and God, but do we have b'lev shalem with all of Kaisar? Are we ki ish echad b'lev echad v'yichad sham yisrael neged hahar? When Hashem saw that we had achdus, achdus from the word achad. We were one, echad, achdus, when we were one with each other, then Hashem said, you are ready to get the Torah. And that's something that we have to strive for. And this idea of seeing, you know, I thought it was so interesting, Miriam, what you wrote about your mother, what you pointed out is the Ohev Abrios and Kavod Abrios, and you're going to see how relevant it is to the shir that we are going to be learning this evening. Okay, now we go to the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. So like I mentioned, this past Shabbos, we read Perek Vav of Pirkei Avos. There is a widespread custom to read one Perek of Pirkei Avos every Shabbos between after Pasach, starting from the Shabbos after Pasach through the Shabbos before Shavuos. Many people continue it, like myself, after Chag HaShavuos all the way through Elul, which I do, some people do. I don't know if everyone does, but there is a very, very widespread custom, at least the 6 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, between Yitzhiya Mitzrayim and Zman Matan Torah, between Shibud to Geula and Abdus to Cherus, to read one chapter of Pirkei Avos. This past Shabbos, the final chapter that prepares us for Matan Torah is Perek Vav, the final chapter. The theme of Perek Vav overwhelmingly is the theme of Torah. It's the famous Perek Vav Mishnah Tez, Pam Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kispa, Pam Achas Hayisi Mehalach Baderach, Upagabi Adam Echad, Venasandi Shalom, Vechzartilo Shamam, Amarli Rabbi Meza Makam Ata, Martilo, Mirgdosh Sofu Vishal Tamida Chachamim Ani. We're not doing that Mishnah tonight, that's one of my favorite Mishnahs. Also, the story of Rabbi Yossi ben Kispa, and the man says, I will give you all the money in the world. And Rabbi Yossi ben Kispa says, if you give me all the money in the world, I'm not leaving a place of Torah. Okay, we're not doing that Mishnah. We're going to look at Mishnah Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. It's an extremely long Mishnah, and let us look. What is it speaking about? So let us go together. Okay. Oh, could you see that it says Mishnah Avos Vav on my screen? Okay. Gedola Torah Yoser Mina Kuhuna Umin Hamalchus. Torah is greater than Kuhuna, and Torah is greater than Malchus. It's very interesting. I didn't think to have it before prepared, so I don't want to quote it wrong. But by Parshas Emor, when I was learning through the Parsha with Rashi, Parshas Emor has the halachos of the Kohanim. So the Torah notes that you have to be mechabin and you have to give kavod and kedusha to the Kohen. And one of the things that Rashi quotes is he has to lead first in benching, right? The meals. So I realized, does that mean that every time you have a Kohen at your meal, does he have to lead first? So I interestingly asked Rabbi Shai Shechter. The reason it's relevant is because Baruch Hashem, our new son-in-law, is a Kohen. So I said to my husband, when I came to Rashi, I said, I think we might have to ask Yosef every time he's here if he wants to lead the mezumen. So I actually asked Rabbi Shai Shechter. So Rabbi Shai Shechter said that Moshe, my husband, should ask him every time, but he, Yosef, can defer the kavod and give it to somebody else. So you do have to, you could ask your own shayla. I'm not paskening anything. I don't. I'm just telling you what my shayla and the tshuva that I received was. Interestingly, that when there's a coin there, you do always have to ask him. In this case, I was taught. But he's allowed to defer the kavod and give it to somebody else. So I went to look it up in the Shulchan Aruch with the Ramban, the Mishnah Berurah, because I thought that this was very interesting that the Kohen always has to go first. If I would have thought of it when I was preparing the Shir, I would have had it in front of me so I could quote the Lashon inside. I don't remember where it is. I do not remember. I do not remember. But the Shulchan Aruch writes with the glosses of the Ramah that if the Kohen at the table is an Am Haaretz, and you have a Ben Yisrael at the table who's a Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham goes first. Again, I stay like five times because I don't want anyone to leave Shiram Paskan Halacha from anything I say. So I make it very clear, do not Paskan Halacha. I'm telling you Shaias that I ask, Tshuvos that I receive, and what the Halacha is written, how you Paskan Halacha L'maisa, you ask your own Rav. But it's extremely interesting, and that's really what the Mishnah is telling you here. Gedola Torah Yoser Mina Kuhuna. Torah is greater than Kuhuna. What does that mean? So the Halacha is, as it's codified in the Shulchan Aruch, you ask your own Shaila that if you have a Kohen who's an Amma Aretz at the table, and you have a Yisrael who is a Talmud Chacham, who gets the cover of benching first? The Yisrael, who's the Talmud Chacham. The Mishnah Berurah says, or I don't have it in front of me again, if they're both equal, then it goes to the Kohen first. And if they're both, Amaratzim, then the Kohen goes first. If they're both Talmidei Chachamim, the Kohen goes first. But if the Yisrael is a Talmud Chacham and the Kohen is an Amma Aretz, then it actually goes to the Yisrael first. So that's what the Mishnah tells you. Gedola Torah, Yoser Mina Kahuna. The Kahuna is inherited by birth. It's very prestigious. We're coming up to Parshas Naso. And Eretz Yisrael, actually, this Shabbos, are going to read Parshas Naso. We're going to read Parshas Naso the week after Shavuos. Parshas Naso to Azivarecha Hashem Vishmecha, Yer Hashem Panavei Lecha Vikuneka, Paragvav Psukim Chav Beis through Chav Zayin. We have the Birkas Kohanim. The Kohanim have the most prestigious position in Klal Yisrael. They serve in the Batei Mikdash and the Mishkan. They do the Birkas Kohanim. They have so many important roles. They are the leaders. Yom Mishpatecha Yaakov, Vesorascha Yisrael. But Lamaisa, they inherit it by birth. Whereas a Talmud Chacham, someone who acquires the crown of Torah, you cannot inherit the crown of Torah. Torah comes with tremendous amelus in b'chukosai teilechu to amelim b'torah, and a person has to work themselves to acquire Torah. And that's what this whole period of Sfiras HaOmer is. We're climbing up to Matan Torah. You can't just come to the mountain and say, I'm ready, if you never did a day's work. What do you mean you're ready? How are you ready? Did you make yourself into a ben Torah? Did you strive to acquire Torah? Did you change your midos? And like we're going to see in this Mishnah, Torah is acquired through 48 different midos. So gedola Torah yosher min hakuna. So if you have a Kohen and a Talmud Chacham ben Yisrael at your table, the Yisrael goes first. Torah is greater than Kuna and greater than Machus. Shamachus nicknays Bishloshim Mailos, Vakuna Beestrim Ba'arba, Vatar nicknays Ba'arbaim Ushmona Dvarim. Because Machus is acquired through 30 levels and Kuhuna is acquired through 24 levels, but Torah is acquired through 48 things, 48 Dvarim. What are the 48 Dvarim that Torah is acquired through? By the way, it's not an accident that there are 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer and 48 Milos through which Torah is acquired. Many sources bring down, I don't remember one specifically, it's brought down in many places, it's not my own Ha'ara, that, and we're going to quote it later, that the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, each day is to work on one Mila by which Torah is acquired, and the last day is to work on all of them. So if we haven't been working on them, it's like cramming for the test. You know, the people who study over time and they pace themselves, and then there's the people the night before, they say, oh my gosh, I didn't even open the book. How am I going to take the test? So these 48 milos by which Torah is acquired were ideally every day of Sfiras HaOmer supposed to be working on one mila, and then the 49th day is to sum it all up, to pull it all together. So if you haven't been working on it, it's never too late. It's never too late. Ad yamosu techakalo ki im meshuva midarko v'chaya. It's not too late, but these 48 milos, midos, dvarim of Torah correspond to the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. So what are these 48 traits by which Torah is acquired? Ve'elu hein, and these are them. B'Talmud, what's Talmud? Studying. You have to study in, it's going to keep happening. One second, I don't want that to keep happening. Okay, one second. So what I'm going to do is use my pointer instead, because if I try and highlight it, it's going to keep doing what I don't want it to do. The Eluhain. And what are the 48 midos by which Torah is acquired? First of all, B'Talmud. You have to learn. If you don't learn, how are you going to know what to do? If you don't learn, how are you going to ever change your midos? If you don't learn, how you know what the Ribbono Shel wants from you? If you don't learn, how do you have any time for ruchnius in your life? Your whole day will be consumed by the gosh mystic things of this world. So the first thing you need to do in order to become a Ben or Bas Torah is simply to learn. That's number one. Secondly, b'shmias ha'ozen. You have to make sure that your ear is attentive to hearing. You have to hear your rabbeim. You have to hear the words of Torah. You have to be willing to hear musar and tochacha. Shlomo HaMelech's Mishlei is full of the accolades of he who is willing to hear and be attentive to Musar. So you have to sit and you have to learn. Then you have to be willing to hear. That also represents a sense of humility. It's not enough to learn on your own. You have to be willing to hear from those who are far, far greater than us. Our ears have to be open. We have to know in Torah, we not only don't we know everything, we know a drop in the bucket of Torah. I have to be willing to listen to and hear those who are much greater than me. Ba'arichas sifasayim, with arranging my lips. Articulate expression is the translation of art school. A person has to know if they're Ben Torah, how to properly express themselves. So what do we say every day before the Shemana Esrei? Introduction, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, Ufiya Gitil Secha. I should always have articulate lips, that my lips should always be Ufiya Gitil Secha. If I'm really a Ben Torah, then everything I say will be a Kiddush Hashem. I'll be Halavai, a walking Kiddush Hashem, who's always talking with Shem Shemaim Shagu Brafiv. Amin Emar. Oh my gosh, this is such a long day of Torah teaching, Baruch Hashem. My fifth session of the day. Baruch Hashem, ma'afti sor secha kolam yisichasi. Le'ilaitich akameni mitzvah secha ki li olam hi li. Yikom lamda hiskalti ki lo secha sicha li. Amin Emar, Shem Shemaim Shagur Befiv. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech olam shal kol nehi habedvarao. I'm probably thinking, is she drunk? What is she doing? When I was in high school, I used to say, or I used to quote random sukkim and say, Mia Marla, me. All right. Baricha sefasayim, articulate expression. Name of God should always be on your lips, and you should express yourself like a better bas Torah. Shem Shemaim Shagur Befiv, Amina Amar, Yosef Hatzadik. Bereshis Lamed Tes Gimel Vayardunav Ki Hashem Ito V'chol Shavus Os Hashem Matzliach B'yado. What does it mean? Hashem Ito Zukt Rashi Shem Shemaim Shagur B'fiv. Rashi is quoting Medrash Bereshis Rabbah. No matter what Yosef did, he was talking with the name of Hashem on his lips. Barichas Evasayim Bevinas Halev. We daven for bina, understanding, intuition of the heart. B'sichlus Halev. It's not enough to have bina. Sichlus from the word seichel. Seichel translated by art scroll with reverence? No, it's skipped. Oh, if art scroll puts Bina Salev and Sichas Salev together. I just have this with me in case I don't understand that I want to be able to translate for you properly. Interestingly, it's not the same thing. The Bina Salev is having Bina, a sense of intuition. And Seichel is having common sense. And you need both. You need a sense of intuition. You need to follow your instincts. Sometimes you just know what's right. And also Seichel, a person has to have proper intellect and mind frame in life. Be'ema, you should have healthy fear and reverence for God, for Talmidei Chachamim, and for Torah. Be'yira, the same idea as Ema, you should have a fear. It doesn't really mean a fear of Hashem. It doesn't mean that he's dropped the mountain over us and smashed us under when he gave us the Torah. Kafalim harkegigish. It means you should have a sense of awe and reverence before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ba'anava. We have to have humility. What's humility? Hi. What's humility, says Rabbi Zavlov? Humility, gaiva, says Rabbi Zavlov, is I am great, period. Humility is, I am great because of my talents and capabilities and abilities that God gave me. So anivus is not a mashmata. Anivus is not, I'm nothing. Anivus is not, I'm worthless, I have nothing to contribute. Adarabah, that's a sense of gaiva, actually. Anivus is, I have talents, abilities, and capabilities, and I have what to contribute, and I am an important person because God made me an important person. That's anivus. That's like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have accomplished anything. Have ish Moshe Arav Ma'od Mikol Demashal Pnei Adama. By Midbar 12:3. But he knew his strengths. He knew his abilities. He knew his capabilities. So he was a Moshe Rabbeinu. But he knew it was from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Besimcha. Kapitel Kof of Tehillim, Ividu as Hashem Besimcha, Bo Lufan of Birnana. The whole Hasidic movement was started to give the Jews in Europe, in the drudgery under the pirates, in their difficult lives, a sense of Simcha and elevation in the Avodas Hashem. Simcha is also a contraction of the words Sam Moach Hashem. Place your mind to Moach is brain. Sam Moach Hashem. When your mind is directed to God, and when you know everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, you always have Simcha in life, because everything is good, because everything is what Hashem wants it to be. B'tahara, in purity. These are the 48 traits by which Torah is acquired. We're supposed to be working on one of these every day of Sfiras HaOmer. B'tahara, impurity. Why? Because we're on the 49th level of impurity, and we ascended to the highest level of purity in order to get the Torah. B'shimash chachamim. Where do we spend our time? Who do we associate with? Who do we serve? We should always be mishamish to chachamim. In any way that you can, we should serve them. We should assist them. We should provide for them. We should arrange things for Chachamim. Because by just being in the presence of Chachamim, a Jew learns how to be a Jew. Bidikduk chaveirim. How does Artsko actually translate that? With care in regard to colleagues. So you should be very medactic when it comes to your friends. You should be very careful for the covet of your friend. You should be very careful for the life of your friend. You should be very careful in choosing your friends as well. Ubepilpo haltamidim. Pilpul is a method of Torah learning. Artsko translates it as vigorous discussions with students. It's the back and forth and understanding Torah learning. So you should have that excitement, that vigor, that pilpul tamidim when you come to studying Torah with the students. Be yishuv. What is yishuv? With a settled mind. You know what yishuv means? Yishuv adas. I don't need one day to work on yishuv adas. I need my whole life to work on yishuv adas. It is, for different people, different midos or milos or devarim represent different challenges. I find it particularly difficult sometimes to attain the midah of yishuv hadas, a settled mind, equanimity of the soul, equilibrium, especially in the world in which we live. It's one of the midos by which Torah is acquired. If a person doesn't have a settled mind, it's going to be very hard to acquire Torah. But mikra, with knowledge of Torah, the Mishnah, with knowledge of Torah Shabbat Peh, Mikra is Chomish, Mishnah is exactly what it sounds like, the Miut Sechora, minimize business. How much time do you really need to spend working? You know the famous expression, nobody ever said on their deathbed, gee, I wish I spent more time in the office. How much time do you actually need working? And how much time can you devote to Torah learning? And somehow, I was just reading an interview actually with Eli Stefanski. Is he Rabbi Eli Stefanski? Of the famous Daf Yomi Shir, and he said that when he started to give his shir, he used to work full time, and he said he started slowly, a little bit of time for Torah, and then most time for work, and then a little less time for work, and more time for Torah, slowly till the balance shifted. And this is what he advised. He said that anyone who wants to start learning, just take a few minutes away from your work day and devote it to Torah, and you will see that over time you can take more and more time until you realize you really do have time to start learning. You really do have time. But miut chora, how much time does a person need to dedicate? No one ever said on their deathbed, gee, I wish I spent more time in the office. But miut derech aretz, with minimizing of derech aretz. Derech aretz means also business. Can also mean interaction between husband and wife. But miut tainug, with diminishment of enjoyment, pleasure. How much oneg do you really need? We're not talking here about oneg Shabbos, but taking pleasure in the world. But miut shena. They said to Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik of Dacha, don't you want to take a vacation? No, not you. Doesn't the Rosh Hashiva want to take a vacation? Doesn't the Rav want to go away? Doesn't the Rav want to rest? He said, I will have plenty of time to rest after 120. Now I have to work. Rabbi Zev Lev gives the following story. He says, when he was a young boy in Miami, not a young Rav, when he was a young boy in Miami, they had a contest in a supermarket. I'm up to B'miyat Shena. They had a contest in the supermarket, and the contest in the supermarket was whoever won, they gave her a shopping cart, and they gave her 15 minutes to run around the store and take whatever she wanted. And they timed it, and they let people come and watch, and it was maybe before reality TV, I have no idea. So he says, the woman's running around for 15 minutes, running on trying to go to the most expensive aisles, grabbing whatever you want. It's like a mega store. Imagine if someone came over to her and said, would you like, you look very tired, why don't you take a little cat nap? Close your eyes for 10 minutes. You'll have much more koch. After then, you could go back to running around. She's sweating. She's running. She's huffing. She's puffing. You tell her, you know, sit down. Close your eyes. A little bit of a power nap. You'll feel better. In 10 minutes, you'll get up. She'll say, are you crazy? You think I'm going to go to sleep now? In 15 minutes, I could go to sleep. I have to grab as much as I can. I can't go to sleep now. That's a nimsha. That's a nimsha. The world passes in the blink of an eye. Life passes in the blink of an eye. We have to grab what we can grab now. Sleep, said Ron Leibstein. I should go to sleep. I should take a vacation. I have plenty of time to take a sleep after 120 years. Miut Shena. I have to spend my days doing and being Isaac and Mitzvos and Torah and Limud and Chesed. I should take a nap. But Miut Sicha. Not everything you think needs to be said. Not everything you read needs to be posted. Not everything needs to be forwarded to the group. Not everything needs to be announced. But miyut sicha, know when to talk, know how much to talk, and diminish your speech. But miyut tzchok, how much laughter do you need? Life is not a joke. But erech apayim, being slow to anger. This is also touched upon erech apayim. Many of these midos are already touched upon in the previous mishnayos and previous prakam. Erech apayim, tov erech apayim. mi gibor veloched mi Moshe berucho tov benzoma omer izu gibor kovishes yitzro shenema, like the pasuk says, tov erech apayim mi gibor Moshe berucho mi loched ir. Someone who is slow to anger is better than a mighty warrior. Believe tov, you should have a good heart. But amunas chachamim. You know, sometimes people think they know better than the rabbanim. We know better than our gedolim. They're antiquated. They don't know. They're not involved with the world. You have to have munis chachamim. That if the rab tells you something, that if the gadol says something, and they represent the misorah of Torah Misinai, and I have to have amunah, not only the ribbono shel olam, but I also have to have amunah in Torah Shebaal Peh, which is represented in amunas chachamim. I have amunah in Torah Shebichtav. That's ribbono shel olam, of course. I have amunah in Torah Shebaal Peh. That is the word of God through the chachamim. Uba kabbalah sayisurin. There's no such thing, says Rav Salvechik, because the sun always shines for a person. If he thinks so, he is mistaken. There's no such thing as life doesn't have yisurin. Who can stand up and raise their hand? Don't do it. I don't even believe anyone can. That's not what life is. And say, I never had yisurin in my whole life. Everything was always smooth. It was perfect. There was no speed bumps, whatever perfect means. But kadosh yisurin, a person has to be able to accept the yisurin that God sends our way. Can't throw us off course. It can't make us break up our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Chas V'Shalom. Hamakiris Mekomo, recognize your place. This can also be not only recognize your place, not only recognize your place, but recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is, in other words, know your place in the world. Know your place. Know where you belong in a community, in society, in a kahila. Different people have different positions of prominence, and different people have different tafkidim and different roles. And a person has to know their place in their family. I don't want to get into it, but Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichron Avrach, has a tremendous essay on Parshas Bamidbar, on the formation of the tribes. And the whole point of the formation of the tribes is everyone has to know their place. You have to know which degel you camp according to. You have to know who travels first, who travels last, who camps in the east, which is front, who camps in the west, where do the Levium go. He has a tremendous essay in Covenant and Conversation, Numbers, about the point of one of the lessons of Bamidbar and all the encampments is a person has to know their place. You have to know your place in life. I have to know I'm not a Rosh Hashiva. I have to know I'm not a gourmet chef. I have to know I'm not a physical therapist. I have to know I'm not a CEO. You have to know what you are and who you are and serve God in your place where you're supposed to be. The other thing is, Makiris Makomo is, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Makomo Shel Olam, the Ein HaOlam Makomo. You have to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam in your life and every moment, every day. In the Kashem Shem Mevarachem Al HaTov, Kach Mevarachem Al HaRa, Maseches Brachos, that I have to have the amunah wherewithal to bless God for the good and also bless bad rechmanatzlan when things are not so good. Hamakers makoma, recognize that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hasameich b'chelko, again this touches upon Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Ezu Asher says Ben Zoma, Sameich b'chelko, be satisfied with your portion. Another pshat of Sameich b'chelko, is everyone okay? Two shirim so far this week, one Monday morning, one Tuesday morning. I was told that I'm speaking too fast. Are we okay? Yeah, friends, sick like my neighbor, the only one I could see. Is it okay or not? Kacha kacha. I'm talking so fast. I'm sorry. I'm talking fast this week. Okay. I apologize. Someone emailed me Monday morning. Someone told me Tuesday morning. Okay. My mother says, Micha, it'll be better to give a little less information and slow down. Is that correct? Okay. Oh, Esther, you got Yosef, and I didn't see. I apologize. Sameach b'chelko. Another pshat into sameach b'chelko. I'm sorry, Esther, you got it. You're right. Sameach b'chelko is not only to be happy and satisfied with your portion. Sameach b'chelko. Be happy with what the other person has. You understand? Some ezu ashiru is a wealthy person. A sameach b'chelko, when you're happy for what somebody else has, not only with what you have. Again, this goes back to the power of speech. Make a fence around your words. Think before you speak. Don't say everything that comes to your mind. You don't have to take good for yourself. This goes back to really know who you are. And you don't have to be always seeking good for yourself. 1 second. Okay, there's too many. I didn't mean that. I just meant that it's taking me longer to go through it than I anticipated, and I really want to share with you something else. Ahuv oves hamakom oves es habrios, which is really where I was trying to get to this whole time. So we had many insights along the way. Okay. Ohev es Habrios. Remember I started with Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ha'ar. And Zok Rashi, Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. Israel camped their opposite the mountain like one man with one heart. And the prerequisite for receiving the Torah is Ahavas Habrios. A person has to love his fellow man, and certainly he has to love his fellow Jew. No say ba'al im chaver. You have to carry the burden with your friend. You have to recognize the pain of your fellow. You have to recognize the joy of your fellow. You have to recognize the needs of your fellow, and you have to love them. You have to help them whenever you can. Okay. We went through quite a number of the midos by which Torah is acquired. I want to quote from a very powerful chiddush from a Rabbi Yehuda Prero. This was an article actually on Torah.org. I googled his name before I just quoted it to see the work that he does, and you can too, and to make sure it's a kosher site. But to make sure, okay, because I never heard of him. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Prero writes something very, very interesting. And this is really where I was trying to get, even though that wasn't only the introduction, that was also the tochen of Shir, and everything we said until now is extremely important to try and integrate into our lives. He refers back to the students of Rabbi Akiva, but he offers a beautiful chiddush of the Vilna Gaon into the students of Rabbi Akiva. So we know from Maseches Yevama Samach Beis Beis, which we've done a number of times in this year, that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of students. They all died during one time period. They didn't conduct each other's b'pnei shalon hagu kavod ze lo ze. These were revered scholars, distinguished each one in their own right. What caused all 12,000 pairs to suffer the same fate? Furthermore, and the reason I bring this up now, is because another perplexing issue is the terminology. The Gemara says they all died mi Pesach va'ad Atzeres, from Pesach into Shavuos. So we are still in the time period that the Gemara delineates was the deaths of these 12,000 pairs of students. If they stopped dying on Nag B'Omer, then the Gemara should say they stopped dying on Nag B'Omer. Why does the Gemara say when did they die? From Pesach to Atzeres, which is the word of Chazal for Shavuos. So that means we're still in this time period of the Magefa, according to the Gemara. In the sixth Mishnah of the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos, we find that the Torah is acquired by 48 qualities. During the 49-day period that we count from Pesach to Shavuos of Sefiras HaOmer, we prepare ourselves for the gift of Torah by perfecting these 48 qualities within ourselves. He quotes the Vilna Gaon. Now, if you are overwhelmed by that list, especially because I said every day of Sefira you're supposed to work on one trade, and you're thinking to yourself, one trade per day, I'm working on one trade per year. How am I supposed to work on one trade per day? He quotes a beautiful chiddush from the Vilna Gaon. It's tremendous. It is impossible for any one person to attain the proper level in all 48 qualities. Okay, so I guess if you're Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadu Kol Shevrach, but we're talking about Hamona, us. Us. So if you felt that list was very overwhelming, and I can't possibly attain perfection, how am I ever going to come to Matan Torah, which is in 2 days, and say Kol Shor Dibra Hashem Nasa V'Nishma? Oh my gosh, first of all, I wasn't working on one trade per day. Second of all, now I have to cram 49 trades in 2 days, because I have 1 day left to sphere and 1 day to review. So now I have 2 days to do all of those, and if I spend my whole life working, I still wouldn't be perfect in all those treats. Yishuv Adas, you know, that was going to take me to acquire Yishuv Adas. To 120, I'm going to be working on Yishuv Adas. So what am I supposed to do? So how am I supposed to try those 48 treats? But I thought that Torah is greater than Kuhuna and greater than Malchus, so I want to be a Bas Torah, so what should I do? So the Gaon Taka says, it's impossible for any one person to attain the proper level in all 48 qualities. So how do we acquire Torah? Only by working together with each other so that I fill what you lack and you fill what I lack. I have one Midor Maila. You have a different Midor Maila. We come together as a unit of Klal Yisrael. The Klal as a whole can attain 48 Milos by which Torah is acquired. Oh, it's brilliant. Only by working together with another person who possesses the qualities that you lack, it is possible for those two to reach the completeness of 48 qualities and thereby acquire Torah. Reminds me of the Machatzis HaShekel. Parshas Ki Tisa. Why does everyone give a machatzis of shekel? Everyone should give a whole shekel. Maybe the rich could give 10 shekel, and the poor could give a quarter of a shekel. Because one of the lessons of the machatzis hashekel is to remind us that a Jew is never complete when he's by himself. A Jew is only complete when another Jew completes him. So I give half, you give half, we have a whole. I'm only half a yid by myself. You're only half a yid. We come together. Now I'm a Jew. So the Vilna Gaon has a stunning chiddush. I didn't even get through the whole list. That's because we're running out of time. And it took me longer than I expected. And each one needs explaining. And each one needs work. And I'm going to be working for 120 on each of those things. So am I never going to acquire Torah? I can't go to Matan Torah. It's 2 days to Shavuos. I can't accept the Torah. It's not for me. So what should I do? Even if I worked all 48 days of Shavuot on one Maida, I still wouldn't have them all. So what should I do? Vilna Gaon says, the only way to acquire, to be complete, to acquire all the traits, is to partner with each other. Because another Yid will have more Yeshiva Das than me. That won't be his Nisayim. So he'll have Yeshiva Das, all let's say have more Talmud, and together we'll each have the traits of the other. The Chassam Sofer writes that the students of Rabbi Akiva died during the 49-day time period because they were lacking in one specific quality. Of the 48 listed, Ohev Esabrios, loving God's creatures. Why did this particular quality lacking it have such a strong impact? Why is it that if they were lacking Ohev Esabrios, they all died from Pesach Tatzeres? Being that the only way one can reach completeness in these 48 qualities, in order to acquire Torah, is by joining with another Jew, by accepting each other and working together, if there's a lack of cooperation, which comes from a lack of Ahava Sabrios, Torah will never be acquired. Only when one freely loves his brother and exhibits care for his fellow Jew can one possibly acquire Torah. And there, it's really stunning. No one Jew, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Aaron Leibsteimer, they're Rabbi Chotiner, Zecher Tzadikim Kloshev Vrecha, Rav El Yashav, Rav Moshe Feinstein. I'm talking about us. Most of us are not them. So what should I do? I can't get all 48, so I could never acquire Torah. So I don't have any Torah, so everything I'm doing is just a farce. It's not true. I'm not teaching Torah. I'm not learning Torah. I'm not trying to learn Torah, live Torah, ennoble Torah, be Torah. But I don't have all 48 traits. And maybe my whole life I'll never have all 48 traits. So what should I do? What you should do is partner with another Jew. Because by coming together as a klal, it's inevitable, it's a guarantee that another Yid will fulfill what you lack. Because we're all different. We all have different talents, abilities, and capabilities. We all have a different Yetzer, and we all have a different Yetzer Tov. We will complete each other. So when we specifically come together, and that's why I started the shir by Vayichan Yisrael Neged Ha'ar, Ki Ish Echa B'Lev Echa. When we come together as one unit, when we embrace each other, when we recognize each other, when we love our fellow Jew, Ohev Esabrios, which is one of the 48 traits, and all 48 traits will be acquired. And will be a nation who's ready for Torah. But if we're lacking in Ahavas Abrios and Kavod Abrios, then no one can ever reach all 48 traits. And that's why the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. They were lacking, according to this pshat. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes. Because if you don't have the assistance of another, if there's a lack of cooperation between Yidin, the whole nation can't acquire Torah. Only maybe the Gedolei Adar. But what about the Amonim? What about the rest of us? What about the millions of regular Jews? How do we acquire Torah? By working with each other and by joining together. And it's such a gewaldig chiddush of the Vilna Gaon. Again, it is impossible for any one person to attain proper levels in all 48 qualities. It is only by working together with another who may possess those qualities which you lack, it is possible for these two to reach completeness in all 48 qualities and thereby acquire Torah. And that's the Vilna Gaon. And therefore the Chassam Sofer writes, it's the students of Rabbi Akiva who Davka died during this 49-day time period. It's not over. I know we're all in Shavuos mode, but the 49-day period is not over. I didn't have an Arvis and I'm coming straight from another Shira. I didn't count Shira Shomer yet, but it's not over. They died during this 49-day time period, lacking in which my love of the 48? Ahava Sabrios. But why did Ahavas, maybe Yishuv Adash wouldn't have had such a terrible impact. Maybe Shmias HaOzen wouldn't have had such a terrible impact. Maybe Shemesh HaChachamim wouldn't have had such a terrible impact. But why was the consequence of lacking Ahavas HaBriyos so devastating that they all died? because it represented that the only way one can dream of acquiring all 48 qualities and therefore acquire Torah is through the assistance of another. If there's lack of cooperation, Torah can never be acquired, not by you, not by him, and not by the nation. And that's why I started with Vayichon Sham Yisrael Neged Har. What was the prerequisite for Matan Torah? We were Taka Ki Ish Achad Belev Echad, and only when all the individuals come together to form one unit, will that one unit be perfect in all the 48 things through which Torah is acquired. When we see the good in our fellow Jew, and we're willing to work with our fellow Jew, it doesn't mean we have to be like them. I was in Costco today. I was in Costco in the return line. So it was a nice long line. So I was saying Tehillim. I was saying my Tehillim. And when I finished my Tehillim, I put my Tehillim in my purse. I have a lot of Kapitach I say every day. So a long line. It has some Toalas for me. I mean, it has Toalas out of me if that's where Hashem puts me, but fine. So then the lady next to me, behind me, she says, "You look so nice in your Ticha." So I said, "Oh, thank you so much." She was wearing a hat. I'm like, what do they call it? You know, those shades underneath. I have those shades underneath. She was Hasidish. So she says to me, "Your tichos so nice." I said, "Thank you so much." I said, "I have, you know, a very talented friend who, she's so beautiful. She sells them out of her home." So I said, "Are you from here?" So she said, "Did you see my daughter?" But I didn't see her daughter, because I was saying my tell. But she said, "Oh, my daughter only wears tichos." This lady was wearing a hat with like a little bit of a shaitos thing. So I said, "She says she only wears tichos." So I said to her, "Are you from here?" She says, "No, Williamsburg." So I said, "What brings you to Costco?" She started talking to me. So she says she has a doctor's appointment. She tells me the doctor's name. Do I know the doctor? So she's here. So she comes to Costco. Then she asks me if I'm from here. We started to have a very nice conversation. And then it was my turn to finally do my return. So I said, you know, I have to go. And I wished her a good yantav. But I thought how nice it was. Like, two Yidden who probably, like, in a different time in their situation are so different from each other. When we would ever have time, shaychus, to come together. I live in Woodmere. She lives in Williamsburg. I, you know, have a very different lifestyle than her, and I'm sure she has a different very lifestyle than me, but she complimented Ticha, we were talking, she asked me, you know, her doctor, it's so nice, just two Jews standing together. The Rabshitzer Rebbe, I would have liked to talk to her more. The Rabshitzer Rebbe said, when he was a little boy in Cheder, he learned a lesson. His Yurtzeh was just Yura Aleph Iyaz, Chusei Yagin Aleinu. When he was a little boy in Cheder, he learned a lesson. They were learning Chumash. And one of the things the rabbi had told them in Cheder is when there are two Yudin together, Yud and Yud, it's Shem Hashem. When you come to Yud and Yud, it spells Shem Hashem. It was his turn to do Kriya, Taich. He's doing the Taich, and he comes to the end of a Pasuk in a printed Chumash, and there's a colon on the end of the Pasuk. He sees two dots, so he reads it as Shem Hashem. So the rabbi comes over and he gives him a patch. It was very common, not only in Europe, also 70 years ago in America. He gives him a patch, and he says, "You fool! When two Yidden are together, it's Shem Hashem. When two Yidden are, when one dot's on top of another, it's nothing." Rabbi Shitzur Rabbi said, "From here I learned a very important insight. From here I learned that when two Yidden come together, the Shechina dwells there. That's Shem Hashem. But when two Yidden, one thinks they're on top of each other, that's nothing, and there the Shechina doesn't dwell." So the list of traits by which we acquire Torah is very overwhelming. If you're overwhelmed by it, that's because it's overwhelming. Maybe you're thinking, "Oh my gosh, does anyone expect me to be able to do all those, let alone in 48 days and the 49th days to sum them all up? Seriously? What do you think I am? Ani Machas, Robertson, Batsheva, Kanievsky? I'm just a regular person with a big HR. I can never do them." You're right. You can never do them. Not all of them. But you can join with a fellow Jew, says the Vilna Gaon, who completes what you can't do. And together, Ki ish echad b'leiv echad, we can all acquire the 48 traits. And then we'll be zoche to stand by our Sinai. Vayichon sham Yisrael. And the Chassam Sofer says that that's what it means, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva died in Pesach Aratzeres, because they were lacking 48 milos. But how could they be lacking? They were the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. They were Gaonim. They were Talmidei Chachamim. They were the Marbitzei Torah of the generation. Because if you're lacking in Ahavas Abrios, they'll never join with your fellow Yid. And then in some way, the nation is lacking because not one person can fulfill themselves. I think that as we go into the Yom Tov of Zman Matan Torah Seinu, and we all want to be a receptacle and a vehicle, a Merkava L'Shechina Halavai, to accept the Torah, it's something that we have to keep in mind. Something strong we have to keep in mind. doesn't mean you have to be like your fellow Yud. It doesn't mean I'm going to become the Chassid Shei from Williamsburg. It doesn't mean she's going to become Micharetz from Woodmere. But you have to respect your fellow Jew. You have to love your fellow Jew. You have to appreciate that they are too Banim Makom. Not only am I Banim Makom, because only when we come together, can as a nation, as one, we will acquire the 48 Milos, Midos, Dvarim, by which Torah is acquired. And then we'll be ready to say, call Asher Dibra Hashem, Nasa V'Nishma. I thank our Shir founder, and our dear friend Miriam Goodman, who is sponsoring the Zecher Nishmas, her mother, Mato Bas Yoshua Halevi, on the occasion of her 22nd Yahrzeit, as well as the Zecher Nishmas HaKadoshim HaTahorim, Shemasu Nafsham HaKiddush Hashem, the Hungarian transport that went to Auschwitz, Hashem Yekom Damam, on Shavuos. Stephanie Wolf, who is sponsoring the Zecher Nishmas, her parents, Shlomi Spas Moshe Henach, and Tuvia Ben Yotzvi Halevi Aleim Hashem. They did used to come to my shir. I remember them well. Neshama Shel Aliyah. And also our dear friend, Fran Siklik, who I think is learning with us from the beginning and learns with me in a number of venues. And I specifically remember, Fran, when your mother-in-law was Nifteresh. And Neshama Shel Hava Zechus Aliyah, and the mayor of these Devei Torah, Shein Bas Avram. I wish everybody a meaningful and uplifting Yom Tov of Torah and of Achdus, by which the 48 traits are acquired. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a beautiful Yom Tov. Kol Tov. Thank you.